think the name Modern Love sort of summed up a lot of the lyrical content that Barry writes about, you know, a lot of young love and, you know, teenage experiences at that time particularly. So that's kind of how it came about, and we just started recording on our laptops and writing that way, and that's how it all sort of started. We played covers for a while and then slowly moved into writing our own material.
Yeah, once you wrote Us, that we had previously taken off Spotify, that was kind of when we knew that we had
Because that's
something
what a lot of people don't realize is that obviously you guys have been bringing out music now for a couple of years, or you've been releasing music for a couple of years. But when you go onto your Spotify or your social media, you just see the music that has come out this year, and people think, well, this is a relatively new band. But there is a lot of work that's gone in over the last number of years to get you to that place now.
Yeah, absolutely. We keep getting comments saying, "Where did this song go? Where did that song go?" And but you know, yeah, like every song that we released was just like a stepping stone to you know, build a little bit of an audience, build a little, you know, get followers on our social media accounts, and then eventually, you know, we signed a deal with Akira, record company. And without releasing all those songs, you know, we wouldn't have gotten to that stage. And we decided that we wanted to sort of, you know, start a little bit fresher.
Just repackage everything.
And you know, some of the songs we weren't we had sort of DIY. It was very DIY the way we recorded the songs. We did it all ourselves, so it was our chance to, you know, make the songs sound exactly how we envisioned them. You know,
It seems as though the production element as well of the music is very, very important. Obviously, the music and the songwriting is just as important, but there is a lot of production work that goes into it. And that's a feature now of a lot of modern bands, and it's become a very prevalent part of music in Ireland and across the world.
absolutely. I like me and our drummer, we both went to college and did a production course, and we're totally into like the just the little minute details of a song. You know, it can get quite nerdy, but like we just love like little sounds in the background and like painting a really detailed sonic landscape, you know, like something that you can keep re-listening to a song and hear new things each time. Like that we love music that does that, so we sort of wanted to portray that in our songs. As well as having, you know, a strong structure and a great song,
Catch and
it's
stuff.
just it's kind of decoration.
Yeah, obviously for a band as well, it's very important to have your own identity, and you have that in abundance. And I think that's the reason that you're starting to gain so much traction is that you stand out. But in terms of inspirations, or where do you get inspiration from other musicians? Because when I listen to it, I do get vibes of the 1975. I get vibes of a couple of other artists as well. Do you take inspiration from other musicians?
We take inspiration from a lot of different music, you know, like the most common compare. We get that comparison a lot, the 1975, and like I definitely see that. You know, I think they're a great band, but we pull from a lot of like, especially because we know all of our demos that we haven't released that sort of stray a little bit from an indie sound or go a little bit more left field. Like Graham's into Michael Jackson, Prince. We're into like Kings of Leon. I'm really into James Blake, sort of, you know, electronic stuff like that.
I do also kind of feel like the 1975 comparison. I don't know, like they're like the biggest band in that genre. So I feel like Bambi Basket Club and stuff. We listen to a lot of that, and we take a lot of inspiration from those kind of other indie bands.
Yeah, I guess
So
because there's such a
they're so big. It's when they hear that,
international indie band that it's.
when you hear those guitars, like 80s sounding guitars, like, oh, 1975,
Well, the
straight away.
1975 are like they're so influenced by 80s music, and so are we. So I guess, you know, an accumulation of all those influences result in a similar.
The EP that you brought out a couple of weeks back called Monochrome Blue is absolutely fantastic, and I'm not just saying that, I have had it on repeat for the last couple of weeks, and some of the tracks on it are brilliant, particularly Licorice, Two Missed Calls, which is the latest single. Tell me about the writing process and the recording process behind that. Have you been working on it for quite a while, and I'm assuming you worked on it during lockdown?
Yeah, so there, a lot of the songs, they span over quite a few years. Songs like Licorice and It's Tearing You Apart are quite old and have taken on a lot of different forms. They keep changing onto, like,
obviously not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore because it's released. And then we have some more like Let Me Know was written during lockdown at a time where we couldn't meet up with each other at all. You know, I don't think we even spoke in person while writing that song. It was just texting each other and sending audio files. But it was a very different experience recording this EP. We got to work with a lot of great producers like Luca, who did Arlo Parks. And we never actually, you know, we didn't get to meet them or go into a studio. It was all done over Zoom. And I guess it showed that you can, you know, produce music without even being in a room with somebody.
Mm. And Graham, if I put that question to you, then what was that like over the last year? Because obviously, you know, if we had said that to you a year and a half ago, that when you're bringing out music, you're going to be working completely remotely, you're not going to be in a studio bouncing ideas off other people, it probably would have been laughed at, not only by yourselves, but from other musicians as well. So it was definitely something that you'd have to get used to, I'm sure.
Well, I kind of got used to it by just working in my room by myself. But when we were recording the songs with like Luca and stuff, over to Zoom, I actually thought it was very easy. Because instead of sitting in a studio, you have a goal on the Zoom to just get things done.
Yeah, and the reaction to the EP has been really, really positive, which is good when you bring out a body of work. And I'm sure now it'll give you confidence to bring out more music as well. And I'm sure you're looking forward to getting back out and playing some live shows. It's been quite a while, and you have one coming up in the Workman's Club in Dublin in November.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time. Our last gig was in the Soundhouse, you know, 2020.
Yeah, February, yeah.
So, yeah, we can't wait to play that gig. It's in the Workman's on the 5th of November. So, yeah, we're very, very excited to play again. And we need to get in the rehearsal room and practice a bit because we're a bit rusty. But it's going to be good. Mm. Like, we can't wait.
And not only are you playing in Dublin, but you've a show over in London as well, and that's your first show abroad, I think, is it?
Yeah.
We're playing in Leeds.
We're actually doing live at Leeds as well.
October.
Yeah, the 16th of October, and then London is November the 11th, or the 12th, I think. Yeah, so that will be your first time travelling to a gig abroad. Yeah, no, it's a big step, I guess. We have to be very organised.
Yeah, and then following on from the EP Monochrome Blue, which is out now, what's the plans for the next 12 months? Are you already working on new music? I know you're saying that you have quite a lot of demos ready to go as well.
Yeah, we've already picked out, we're going to release another EP. I think that's the plan. And we've already picked out the songs that we want to release. And we're currently working on getting those finished right now.
So just trying to finish them before we send them to a producer or whatever.
Yeah, and we could see new music very, very soon, like in the coming months, I think, and into next year as well.
Great stuff. Well, Danny and Graham from Modern Love, thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. I'm going to play two songs from that track, from that EP, Monochrome Blue, and no doubt we'll have you back on the programme very, very soon. Great to talk to you, lads. Thanks for joining us.
Amazing.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Owen.